Last week, we considered the importance of the faith community's responsibility to intentionally engage broken, bitter, and empty people to experience recovery and restoration. Today, we will consider Naomi's return to and the reception she received from her community in Bethlehem. Naomi's decision to return home was the beginning of her healing process. Like most of us, Naomi would have given consideration of the possible responses of her community members to the state in which she was returning. Her emotional, psychological, and spiritual state was nowhere close to that of her life when she migrated with her husband and sons to Moab. Then she cherished hope of a brighter prospect. She anticipated financial and economic stability and independence from the greener pasture she had dreamt about in Moab. She was now returning home, bitter, broken, and empty, having lost her husband and sons to death. She has adopted a new name, Mara, which in her confession she recognized as a new identity. She hoped that this identity would have defined her as she went forward. There were many whos and hows as they could not believe what they were now seeing and hearing. Her reception in the community was such that there were many persons who came to see her. They evidently had hoped that they would get a glimpse of this Naomi that they knew before she went to Moab. Upon her arrival, she confessed that it was a difficult, painful experience. She confessed that she was bitter and angry. She had left full and was returning empty. She indicated that God had dealt bitterly with her. Because of her bitter experiences, she had now adopted a new identity by calling herself Mara. She requested of the community that they call her this new name. The community, in its response, provide us with a model of how we ought to deal with those who return to our community in a broken state, in a worse state than they left us. How would the community now respond to Naomi's request? Will they be judgmental on the basis that she and her family left the community to find greener pastures and is now returning empty-handed? Will they regard her as having betrayed them and God at a time when they were experiencing difficulties during the famine, and when they should have bonded together, she and her family left them? They did not bear their burdens together. Would they dismiss her with the refrain that she gets what she deserved as she turned her back on God in pursuit of material prosperity? Would she find upon her return to Bethlehem a forgiving, tender-hearted, and kind community who would embrace her and make available the requisite resources to help her recover from her Mara experience? Would God smile on her and extend his grace and favor upon her through the community? Despite not having all these questions answered, Naomi returned to her community. Upon her arrival in Bethlehem, Naomi encountered an excited community, anxious to hear of her experiences in Moab. Her physical appearance told a story of misfortune. She was not displaying the same cheerful, pleasant, and joyful countenance that they were accustomed to. She just did not seem like the beautiful, cheerful one that her name suggests she is. The community, in response to Naomi, demonstrated qualities that, in my opinion, should be encouraged and adopted to ensure that those who return to us with Mara bitter experiences, broken and empty-handed, will be in a position to be restored. Firstly, Naomi encountered a sensitive community, a community that allowed her to tell her own story. So yes, her physical appearance did not indicate blessing and prosperity, but they allowed her to tell her own story rather than drawing conclusions. If we are going to provide the environment in which broken members of our communities are going to be restored, we need to be sensitive to their needs. They allowed her to tell her own story. They listened intently and they reserved judgment. The second thing that I find that was most encouraging is that they were a supportive community. They made sure that she had provisions available to her that met her needs. And they leveraged the spiritual principles that God has placed in the community of faith to encourage those who are experiencing difficulties. The word of the Lord encourages us to bear one another's burden. The word of the Lord encourages us to pray for one another. The word of the Lord encourages us to esteem one another. This community that she came back to was a community that was sensitive and supportive, embracing the biblical principles that God has placed in the community to ensure those who are hurting will find a solace. God intends that the Christian community becomes the balm in Gilead, that those who are in need of recovery and restoration will experience God as a healing community. Today, I challenge my brothers and sisters to ensure that in your faith community, you represent what the community at Bethlehem gave to Naomi on her return. Be sensitive. Allow them to speak and tell their own story. Be supportive as we share the grace of God to our hurting fellow community members as they experience the healing of God. Be a balm in Gilead. Amen.